As we begin the transition from winter to spring, there's a definite change in the atmosphere. Birds are chirping loud, nature is blooming, and allergies are spiking, aren't they? All these things are evidence that change is bound to happen. When it comes to your career, the same is true. Whether you're pivoting from one job to another or completely leaving the corporate world into entrepreneurship, there are some things to take note of, and increasing your awareness around it is going to be beneficial. Let's get ready for a major transformation. Tired of staying in your career because of everyone else's expectations? Frustrated by the curveballs life has thrown your way? Unsure of how to navigate the journey ahead? If you said yes, say hello to your new hangout. Welcome to the Reinvention Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Q. Just like you, I was desperate to leave my 16-year career while also navigating major life hurdles. Rather than be a victim, I faced my fears, created a plan, and took action. I overhauled my life and successfully left corporate. Now, it's your turn. This is the place where your determination takes center stage. You'll learn strategies to navigate the chaos, and your transformation will be unleashed. It's time to armor up, ladies. We are warriors. Let's blaze our own path. Depending on where you live, the weather and environment might vary. In some places, it's still snowing, and in other parts, spring is in a full swing. We are at that point that I refer to as the in-between, where we haven't fully left winter and spring is on the horizon. It's that in-between transitional period. This makes me think about reinvention and what it means to reinvent ourselves in our careers. I mean, just like nature, we plant seeds of hope, dreams, and goals with the desire for them to bloom. When we are in a winter season, there is darkness. There's a seed buried below the surface, and it is unknown to us as to whether the seed is growing or withering away, right? Just like butterflies go through a metamorphosis, this is true of us and this example of a seed in winter. The seed sits below the surface, breeding and growing. As it sprouts, first signs of its awakening rise from the darkness, out of the dirt, and get exposed to sunlight. Once it feels the warmth of the sun, it soaks it in and craves more of it. Think of your goals and aspirations as these seeds. As they get watered, initially they remain below the surface. As you tend to them consistently, they grow roots, develop, and eventually burst out with excitement with the reality of pushing past the barriers of the dirt, aka resistance, that can hold us back. As part of this transition, I look at this in-between phase as the reinvention season. It's when we see what we want, assess where we are at, shed and let go of what is no longer serving us, then continue to move forward with enhanced goals. So as you think about what stage your career is in, ask yourself, am I in a winter season where I'm waiting, or am I about to bloom into a spring season? Then it's time to get candid about what you desire or what you want. On a recent exploration call, the woman that I was speaking to was severely scattered with ideas of what types of jobs she was considering. At the end of the day, I honestly just didn't feel like she was truly excited about any one of them. If anything, it appeared as though her spouse's expectations were running the show and she felt obligated to just meet his needs while she felt disappointed and not really excited. It truly broke my heart for her. So get clear. What do you want as you are in this in-between season? What are you seeking in terms of your career? Once you've evaluated that, don't be afraid to start stripping away the goals that are no longer in alignment with what you thought about 3, 6, or 12 months ago. You need to assess based on where you're at now. If you're not reviewing your goals at least quarterly, but preferably on a monthly basis, then you are out of touch. I guarantee at least one thing has shifted that would pivot your focus in some way. Lastly, create boundaries that you can implement to be your guidepost along the way. This will help you steer intentionally on the path you've begun to pave for yourself. And guess what? It gets you feeling more confident on your reinvention journey. So let me recap what those steps are. Number one, evaluate your goals. What are those seeds that you've planted? Number two, eliminate what doesn't serve you or is no longer aligned. If you no longer want to hit that target and go after that goal that you set, then what do you keep chasing it and working towards it? Redirect it to something else that excites you more or just gives you a different opportunity. And number three, establish boundaries. Once you establish boundaries, you can make progress by eliminating all the distractions. It's time to step into the spring season with confidence that is skyrocketing and feeling a little less heavier from all that dirt you've unburied yourself from. If you find that this feels challenging, you're not alone. It can feel difficult to navigate this and know exactly where to even start. If you find yourself here, then you can book an exploration call with me or browse my coaching offerings so that I can guide you on this journey. It would be my honor. Before I wrap up, don't forget, we are doing the 10K giveaway, and if you submit your 5-star rating and review, you're going to have a chance at two awesome prizes. One is a 45-minute coaching session with me, and the second one is a copy of my book, Corporate Exit Planning. Make sure you get those submitted soon so that you can have a chance at one of these goodies. Please remember that no matter where you find yourself in your career, you don't have to navigate this alone. On the other side of the darkness of winter is this incredibly reinvented version of yourself that is simply out of this world, making an impact, doing work you love, and enjoying the growth that comes with choosing yourself. Was there a golden nugget or two that made you instantly think of a friend or loved one who could use some inspiration? If you've ever had someone text you something that made them think of you, it puts the biggest smile on your face, doesn't it? If you can share this episode with one person, imagine the ripple effect we can have together. Let's collectively bring all the warriors in our lives to create a reinvention revolution. If you enjoyed today's episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave me a 5-star rating and review over on iTunes. It only takes you about 60 seconds to let me know what you think and what you want to hear more of. I'm pouring my heart into bringing you this content, and your review goes a long way. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next one.